A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com. If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at Schwabvious.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. I have 2 minutes here, Joe. What do you make, a free throw? Is that how you got to 20, Dame time?
Yeah, technical.
Oh, he shot a tech. So has he actually taken any other shots? No. He's still 7 for 9. 7 for 10. He just took one. So was following him. So did they go to overtime in Florida?
Not yet. Timeout. 1 minute left.
Who's got the rock?
Florida.
Wait, 1 minute left or 1 second left?
1 second. 1 second. The kid got blocked. 1.9. They put 2.6.
Ooh, that's enough to get a shot off.
That is. That is. And it's right under the basket.
Let's make this because and the Islanders are going to go back to the power play here. I want to get, the UTSA in the mix here. So let's hope that they can finish the job here and not have some overtime. Because you know what they'll do, Joe? If they're going overtime, they're going to
put 22 for Dame time.
All right, let's go. Need another three.
Come on, I need this. They put up a buck 36 in the first half. 76, 126, excuse me. Come on, make it, Florida. Oh, no way. Couldn't aim down the ball.
What was the total in that Memphis game?
132 and a half.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard with us here. A lot to do this hour. Plenty of football, as always. We're going to start getting ready for Week 16. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go! 4-2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Cannot wait for the holiday. This is where Bowl Bonanza takes over.
Well, you're right. It is where Bowl Bonanza takes over, but, you know, the NFL's kind of undercut him a little bit
because of how the holiday falls.
Right. And they're not even doing that. Remember they used to do the Hawaii Bowl on New Year on Christmas Eve, Joe. Now they moved it to the 23rd.
That was a bad move. Can I just say that? That was a terrible move.
That's because the NFL's plus Christmas Eve's a Sunday. So that's why.
Yeah, but so what? So you can't have let me ask you this. You play the Thanksgiving game with the Egg Bowl. So why can't you simultaneous bowl game, Hawaii Bowl, the late night Christmas Eve game? Why can't you have that?
I don't know, Joe. I'm not a television executive, so I'm not.
Well, I would
not
bring that up.
Sure.
Maybe I should be on the leadership team.
But they are playing all those games on Saturday up against the two NFL games. You got Steelers and Bengals and Bills Chargers. So, and by the way, Joe, that Bills Chargers game only on Peacock.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Peacock, thankfully, so I don't have to worry about it.
But it's so difficult. It doesn't stream correctly. It's just, it's such a bad app. It's just terrible. They have all this money, and yet they don't know what to do with it. How about you make the app work right? All right? Why don't you figure out a way to have, internet, come
and they
right
need
into
this,
the phone?
I was actually talking to a guy Who works for...
I mean high power, too, like a chip or something. Could we get, like, a hardwire in the phone?
I was talking to a guy who does a lot of the IT stuff for NBC with their sports. He's a friend of mine. And he was saying that they really need to get this right because they're also getting a playoff game on Peacock, only Peacock, which is the first time ever a playoff game is going to be on a streaming service on Wild Card Weekend. So they need to they're doing everything they can to make sure that they have no problems with this game.
But can I just say something to
really
that?
Bit, you know, cry when the playoff game comes around.
Yeah, but can I just say this? Why are they worried about this now? This should have been in August and September. You should have been testing.
Well, you don't have any live reps to do this. I mean, it's, you know,
what do
you got to
live reps. What do you mean?
They haven't streamed a game on. I mean, they stream the over the air feed.
Don't you think they should have thrown on like a USFL game or something like in season?
Maybe they have. I don't know. Maybe they have. I didn't watch any USFL games in the spring, so it's possible that they did, but
I'm just saying, like, you know, all these guys are so smart, the men and women of broadcast television, right? But they can't figure this out. Like, the game is in January. You're gonna wait for what? January 1st? Hey, let's give it a whirl. You're
let's
getting
give
paid
it a whirl,
millions.
Baby.
Put me on the leadership team.
I'll have a plan. Either way,
I want to throw my hat into the leadership team. I said it.
I think there's six bowl games on Saturday and then the two NFL games. And then Sunday you get the full slate of NFL. Monday you get the triple header NFL and five NBA games.
Lisey's working overtime. Let me tell you.
You got a lot of pro football today.
That's it. Carrying the torch.
I told you.
Torch.
I mean, Dame time. Dame time having a big night. Big night for Dame time. Jeez. Getting excited, Joe. Yeah, having a big night. Had a big night. Had a big night. All right, Joe. So there you go. And you know what? You know why that happened, Joe?
Why?
101.6.
I keep thinking we're moving on up. We're on an affiliate. 101.6.
That's why that happened, Joe. That's why that happened.
What the hell are you looking at? I don't even know what you're looking at right now. I'm staring at everything. I don't know what you're looking at right now.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? You're on a delay, I think.
The thermometer is what I'm looking at. Oh boy! All right. So when we're gonna get going here, Joe, with some of these games for this week. First thing I got to do with you is the futures, because we do look at that midweek, or at least we try to. Sometimes we're very busy and we don't get to. But I feel like today is a day that we really should dive in, because there's only 3 weeks left, and there's a lot to be decided. Man, this McCaffrey number's moved a ton, Joe. He was 20-1 for the MVP on Monday morning, and now he's 12.
Right.
People are loading up with those tickets, loading up the McCaffrey tickets, Joe. As they should. He should be the MVP. Ooh, how about this one, Joe? Brock Purdy minus 200, the field plus 145.
I like Lamar too. I like Lamar.
Well, I was saying earlier, if you think the Ravens are going to win on Monday night, play Lamar at 5-1 right now. I'd even play that more than playing the money line, right, Joe? Because I think if he beats them Monday night, he's going to be the unquestioned favorite to win the MVP. You agree? No.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If Lamar again, how does he win? Does he win with defense,
or
puts up a buck 10 on the ground and two tutties and throws for 175 and another?
I mean, I'd like to assume that he has a decent game.
Last week and won the ball game.
I would like to assume he has a decent game. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, then bet him at 5-1. He's worth the shot.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple more when we come back. Carver, Lisey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, Lisey, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, I said I was going to give you these some of these numbers for the futures, and then we'll start looking at these games. So we kind of did the MVP McCaffrey's really he's flying up the board right now over the last couple of days. Offensive player of the year, McCaffrey's now the favorite. He's minus 170, and Tyreek slips to plus 125.
Because he got hurt, right?
He got hurt and he missed a game. I mean, I still believe, Joe, if he gets 2,000 yards, he should win. But now he's only got 3 weeks left to do that. That's if he plays this week.
He plays the Ravens and he plays the Bills.
Cowboys, Ravens, and Bills.
So he's got 3 weeks.
Well, that's if he plays this week.
He should play this week.
Okay,
no?
Well, I mean, he sat last week. You know, you would think he's going to play, but... You want to cross that bridge before you get to it. They have Parsons at plus 125 for defensive player of the year.
How do they still have Parsons? I can't believe that. After they got boat raced by the Bills, he didn't do anything.
Miles Garrett plus 150. I've told you for weeks now I like Garrett as the
I like Garrett. Listen, Garrett, at least his team is competitive. He's won games for them this year single-handedly.
Well, Cowboys are competitive. I wouldn't say that. They're 10 and 3. I mean, they're 10 and 4, whatever.
Yeah, but it's more to do to the offense than what Micah Parsons has done. Come on. They've won games by an average margin in that 5 week span.
I will say he's padded in those games. He's padded in those games. He's padded some stats in those games.
But that still threw in those 5 games 300 passing yards per game. And over the last 3 games prior to Buffalo, he had 9 touchdown passes. So we're saying that it was due to Micah Parsons or was Dak Prescott? It can't be both, Carver. If we were talking about Prescott being the MVP before the Buffalo game and that all he had to do was beat Buffalo because he's single-handedly carrying this team, how can we give it to Micah Parsons for the defensive side of the ball? That's double talk. I mean, come on.
I think Garrett's made just massive plays for the Browns this year. Just
but am I, but you're not answering me. Am I wrong? You can't say that the Cowboys were you know, boat racing these teams, and we were talking about Dak being MVP, putting up dynamic numbers, right? We weren't talking about Micah Parsons single-handedly carrying the team. And then now that they lose to Buffalo, they should both be out. How could Dak be out but then Parsons be in?
Well, let me ask you this. Who's made more impactful plays on defense for the Cowboys this year, Deron Bland or Micah Parsons?
Deron Bland.
There you go.
But even he shouldn't be in it.
I'm not saying that he should be it. I'm just saying to you, a guy on his own team, and I get it. You know, when you have all those pick sixes, you know, Bland, the reason why Bland's not in it is because aside from those pick sixes, Joe, you know, he got picked on a lot. Like, he gets a lot of flags. He gives up a lot of big plays. But he's got the flashy plays. Like,
I understand,
Parsons, you just can't.
Yeah.
The second Eagle game, he was good. I thought Parsons.
But that's the only game.
I agree. I'm just telling you the one game, one big game they had this year where I thought he was very good. I think there's a lot of other games
but he wasn't very good against San Francisco. He wasn't very good in the first Eagle game where they lost by 5.
No, he was not. Was he in Buffalo?
So what do we? And he wasn't very good against Buffalo. So those are three games.
Now, to be fair,
in
terms of him, no, I'm not. Believe me, Joe. You've heard me all year. You think I'm trying to stump for Micah Parsons to be Defensive Player of the Year? I'm not. What I'm saying to you is the stuff that he does. He wasn't able to do against Buffalo because they just ran the ball down their throat the entire day.
So, but that's on him, though. He's a defensive specialist.
He's a pass rusher. They didn't pass.
Oh, come on.
He's not a run stuffer.
Stop. He made his bread and butter in Penn State for stopping the run. Don't start. In terms of
getting in the NFL.
So now defensive ends, they're not expected to stop the run? Only get to the passer?
I didn't say they weren't expected to.
I got a headache.
Not what I said. Myles Garrett stops the run.
I know he does.
Garrett gets my vote, Joe. Interesting, for the first time, and I think all year, Dan Campbell's not favored for Coach of the Year.
Shocking.
All year, first time he's not. Steichen now is at plus 280.
Not a bad look. I tell you
and
what,
D'Amico's
though.
plus 320.
I was
Campbell's
just going to say, D'Amico would get my... And I know that we could argue, right? if Steichen wins the division, he'll probably take it over
Well, if one of them gets in and one doesn't, you know, if one it doesn't even have to be division.
What if they both get in?
Well, then that's a tougher draw then.
Well, could I make the argument for D'Amico? He's doing it with a rookie quarterback and a complete rebuild. I mean,
well, now he's not even doing it with the rookie quarterback.
What?
Now he's not even doing it with the rookie quarterback.
I understand that, but my point is he's got a veteran in terms of Gardner Minshew that has carried this team, and Gardner Minshew is an above backup. So it's not like, you know, he's got, Josh Dobbs and he's winning games. I mean, you know, it's a little bit different, Steichen. And that's not to take away from him, but, you know, D'Amico's doing it with a, look, at the start of the year, nobody knew Tank Dell, nobody knew Nico Collins. Nobody thought anything of the wide receiver core. I remember specifically yours truly saying this wide receiver core was going to be elite. Did I not say that?
I said it.
Go to the tape.
I said it.
Matias, go to the tape back in
there
August.
You go, Joe.
Or talk
your position.
Go to the tape. I said it. Get that sound bag. Play that on the airwaves from August.
Stroud and Jalen Carter are going to win the rookies of the year. There's no.
I love how you no just doubt. Say it's just hands down. Like we
minus
no
6,000 on the board. They're both minus 6,000.
Nobody said we're going to win by a shutout.
No. Now Hamlin is minus 600 for the comeback player of the year, but we have a new entrant in the chat, Joe. Joe Flacco 10-1. What do you think?
You want to take Flacco?
I mean, yeah, you would have to take it. I can't. We got to call a Dabo to turn that on in New York.
Why can't you take that? It's a professional player. Why can't you take that?
Can't take any awards. Anything that's voted on by somebody.
I want to sit down. We need to sit down. Me, you, a Dabo. Who else?
This is the two things they need to fix in New York. There's no awards. And there's no college player props. Those are the two things that need to be fixed.
We gotta have a sit down. Where are we gonna? Do we have to call in the troops here to get Adabo to turn the switch on? What's going on, Adabo?
I mean, it would be nice if that happened. That's for sure.
Show the potential money that Adabo's losing, and then all of a sudden he'll turn the switch on.
No. I still think Hamlin's going to win, but I told you that a year ago. He steps on the field, he wins just once, and he did. So, I mean, it's true, Joe. You know that. He's dressed, I think, what, three games?
Yeah.
So he's going to win.
What was the reason why he only dressed three games? Is it because he was
When Hyde or Poyer were hurt and they were missing guys in the safeties.
Yeah, but was it because they took precautionary measures with his heart or no?
No, he's like fourth or fifth on the depth chart for the safeties. Not a starter. He only gets in and plays special teams. I think he's played like three defensive snaps all year. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. I do want to get to some games, but first, odds to make the playoffs.
Okay.
At this point. Any team you want to take a shot with? I'll give you the number. Who do you...
Sure.
Who do you like?
Ho-ho!
Okay.
I just felt something good in my body.
All right, listen. Rams are now minus 132 to the yes.
I like it. I'd buy it right here, right now. I'm
what do you got? Didn't you get like 275 or 350?
Yeah,
or
but I also
like
have. I also have. I got to check. I got to go into the log. 40-1 or no?
Go
35-1.
Scroll down all those things.
I got them at 45-1 to win the NFC.
Okay. Bills are now minus 188 to the yes.
I love it. Buy it.
Who else? Falcons, plus 520 to the yes.
No. So
Heinicke Light gets him the last three games?
No. I think it's Baker. Or
finish 9-8?
Nope, not happening. Not happening. Team is gutless. They're inconsistent. Sorry, Matias, but your head coach sucks. I can't take it. You know, too much up and down. Doesn't know how to use the weapons, and completely clueless when it comes to game on the line and clock management. He doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Sold.
Matias, you selling that plus 520 for yes for the Falcons to make the playoffs?
I don't think the Falcons make the playoffs, boys. No ways.
Right,
they have to go undefeated, and why would they win three games in a row, you know?
I agree with you. Although there's a part of me that wants them to win all three games just so that Arthur Smith can look like an even bigger moron for not playing Heinicke earlier.
Man, the only way that this team has a chance is if they beat the Colts at home this week, Tampa Bay loses to the Rams, or excuse me, the Saints lose to the Rams.
And Tampa loses to Jacksonville.
And then the Bucks lose to the Jags.
Yeah, that'll get you a game on both of them, which is obviously you'll all be 7-8 at that point, right? Yeah, you'll have all three of you at 7-8, and they have
the only reason they have a possibility is because the Falcons actually play the Saints in the last Saints game of the season, game. And then the Bucks play the Saints after next week, so things could roll their way, but you know, it's slim pickings here, boys.
Who's the sandwich game between this week and them playing the Saints the last
the
week?
Bears, the Bears. They're in Chicago, and I don't think they're going to win that game. I said last week that was a game that worried me out of all the games, so I didn't expect them to lose to the Panthers, obviously, but I actually expect them to lose to the Bears against Justin Fields.
Joe, you back in on the Seahawks minus 150 now.
No. No, got the victory. I thought it was a great effort, but out of all the NFC teams, I'm not on. I'm not on Seattle.
Bucks are minus 245 to the yes. I think the Bucks and Rams are going to get in the NFC.
Okay.
Now that leaves Bucks one more team that's got to get in.
I just sent you something, Carver, about what I feel about them.
You just sent me something, huh? You just sent me something. Look at you, Joe. Look at you. You're sitting fat as always.
No, not there yet.
Now, you told me the Packers plus 300 for the yes.
I'm on them, too. Now, the Packers, we went through their schedule in regards to coast to coast the other day. What did they have? The Falcons? Is it the Falcons?
No. Green Bay has, excuse me, Joe, let me pop that up for you right now. Here, let me bring up the Packers schedule really quick. Where are you, Packers? Packers, Packers, Packers. What are we doing here, fellas? Let's go. Here it is, Joe. I got you. They have the Panthers this week in Carolina.
Okay.
They play the Vikings in Minnesota.
Very tough, but winnable.
Both teams obviously are going to need it. And then they play the Bears at home the last week of the
season. Again, very tough, but winnable.
They need to win all three games.
Yeah, I agree with you, but they can. And again, I think there's no doubt they take care of business against Carolina, but, you know, we'll see. I think Minnesota's going to be tough on the road, but again, you know, Nick Mullins, they're going to go with Nick Mullins down the stretch. If Mullins gets beat up this week, again, that's the problem. He maintained that consistency from what we saw. Browning's doing it, but Browning's a lot younger than Mullins. Mullins is in the league, what, 7-8 years already?
Yeah, he is. He's in 7-8 years at this point. Been around a while, Joe.
You would have to believe, and so is Browning, but Browning hasn't taken a snap prior to this year.
No. No, he has not taken a snap. That's for sure.
Do you like the Vikings? Do you like Green Bay? To the yes?
I because of what I've seen the last 2 weeks, I cannot think that they're going to win all three of these games. I just can't. You know, will they win two of them? Probably. I can't. When they lost to the Giants and they lost to I agree.
That was a very tough loss. The fact that they lost the Tampa Bay game at home and how they lost, but they're 3-1 to make the playoffs. I mean, that's
a huge now
number.
You see, it's they don't have a good tiebreaker situation with whether now they beat the Rams heads up, so they have them, but. Seattle, obviously, with 7-7 as well. Saints, 7-7. Did the Saints play the Packers this year, Joe? I'm not sure that they did.
No, I don't
think
that
they did.
Did they?
I don't think they did. Let me get that up for you.
Not this year.
No, they did not. They played the Falcons week two. They lost to the Falcons.
They lost that game 25-24.
Yeah, they lost that game early in the year. So, actually, they must have played them because they played the Bucs and they played the Falcons. They played the Saints, Joe. They did. They beat them 18-17 in week three back in Lambeau.
Okay.
That was the game they were down 17-0 in that game.
Right, and they had 18.
And Love had the huge fourth quarter points. So they got tiebreaker over New Orleans. They have tiebreaker over the Rams. So they got a couple tiebreakers, Joe, if they could ever win all three games.
But that's the thing. The Vikings game is the swing game, obviously, right? I mean, they lose that.
Yes, that is. You know, what happens to the Vikings this week? The Vikings got to play the Lions twice.
Well, but that's why I like Green Bay's chances. You know, yeah. I mean, I like Green Bay. I just think their schedule is a little bit easier than Minnesota.
I want the Rams in. So.
What?
I want the Rams in. So we got to find a way to get the Rams in.
The Rams are in the final spot.
Rams, I know, but we got to make sure they get. They have a tough schedule.
Who do they have after the Saints?
They play Saints, they play Giants, and then they play the Niners in the last game. Now, will the Niners care about that game? I don't know. Game might mean nothing to the Niners.
Is it on the road, though, right?
And that game is at Santa Clara. Mm. I'm pretty sure. They played in SoFi. Isn't the game in SoFi where he kicked the field goal to cover?
That's where he kicked the field goal.
Right.
So
they go to the Giants. Rams are home. This is their last home game Thursday night against the Saints. They're at the Giants New Year's Eve, and then they're at the 49ers the last game of the year.
That's what scares
not easy.
Me. The Giant game scares me because it's outdoors, and I know that they stepped up against Baltimore, but that wasn't cold. That was just rain. You know, if we get the wind in MetLife, it's 20 degrees. That's going to be a difficult ball game for them
gutless.
To win.
Giants are pretty gutless.
You at say it point. Like it's just... All right.
They're pretty gutless. Yeah, okay. How about the Giants getting 11.5 in Philly on Christmas Day?
I don't like it. I can't take it. Although that is about, I mean, that
86% of the money on Philadelphia.
They've lost three in a row. Me so much money over the last 2 weeks.
They absolutely pulverized the Giants all three games of last year.
I know.
And that was with Danny Dimes as the quarterback.
Yeah, I know. But guess what? I can't. The Philadelphia Eagles killed me with the San Fran game, and they killed me with the Dallas game, and then I backed them light on Monday night against Seattle and that debacle. I mean, I backed them light, but I was on all the props for the Eagles, and they cost me money.
The big, Hurts, you know, there's a lot of
to get to 200, and he couldn't do that.
There's a lot of big spreads. Those big spreads are on Christmas Day, Joe. The Chiefs are 10 against the Raiders. The Eagles are 11.5 against the Giants. Niners are 5.5 against the
Raiders. There it is.
Sunday,
there it is. There it is. Atta boy.
You look at Sunday, Joe. There's a lot of low numbers. 1.5, 4.5, 2.5, 3, 2.5, 1.5, 4.5, 1.5. There's a lot of low numbers these games on Sunday. Should be good games.
Yeah, so what do you want to do? It's the cold weather.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? You like how about the Vrabel home dog again with the Seahawks coming in on Sunday?
I tell you what, Vrabel, it could be dead man walking. And
I don't think so.
I mean, he might bolt for New England.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Sounds like they want to give it to
Mayo?
Mayo? It sounds like they want to give it to him. I don't know. Kraft loves Vrabel. Loves him. I think that's the only place Vrabel would leave for.
But that's my point, Carver.
Yeah, but
no?
Do you want to follow Belichick?
Well, I mean, if you could bring the team back to notoriety, why not?
I guess. It's just so much winning.
What do you mean you so know, much winning?
The standard is so high, and I get it. They've sucked the last two or three years.
Yeah, but he's a player.
So you got a chance to bring it back up. But it's a lot to live up to. It really is. It's a lot to live up to in that spot. That's for sure. Jeez, throwing darts here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. As we try to get to the finish line here. So tomorrow, we'll do the SGP for the Saints and the Rams. Even though they're not offering us a risk-free anymore. But we still do it anyway.
All right, so we'll put it together. What are we going to do?
We're not doing it now. You gotta.
No, I know.
We got till tomorrow.
We've been close, Carver. We got screwed the last couple of weeks.
We had a win or two, so.
No, we had the winner in week 13, but the last 2 weeks we were Freiermuth, and who was gutless last week for us? Last Thursday, what game was that?
Last Thursday was, Joe, who played last week? It was
the days start melding together.
I know, they certainly do. You ain't kidding, Joe. The Raider game where they romped the Chargers. Raider game. I hit that. Well, of course. I said it.
I said my parlay hit. But what do we need? What was the one leg that, Hunter Renfro?
No, we didn't have Renfro.
Who was it? That one leg we lost.
I forget who it was.
Eckler.
Yeah, Eckler and Quentin Johnston, both the Charger guys. They came up short.
But we were close with both. We needed like a total of 20 yards with those humps.
We certainly did, and we did not get there, which was very unfortunate.
All right. So we're going to get it this week.
So Rams minus 4.5 and 46.5 is the total in that one. For Thursday night, it's SoFi. SoFi with the doubleheader this week. They have Thursday night with the Rams and then Saturday night with the Chargers and the Bills. So and that's back to 12.5 now, Joe.
Carver, I don't see any shot. Honestly.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
That the Bills let them in the game.
Well, if they play like they have the last 3 weeks, then no, there shouldn't be any shot that they're in the game. Do you believe? You see, now, I don't know, Joe. Is there a difference? Like, we always talk about the team getting a little bit of a jump when the coach gets chopped. You know, you saw it a little bit with Pierce. I mean, they were lucky they were playing the Jets and the Giants. That was helpful to them, you know. But that's kind of when there's still, like, half the season to go. When you're at 3 weeks to go, and it's like, all right, it's finish line time here. I mean, we're getting out of here. I don't know if there's the same, you know, gusto as if it was November the 15th and they chopped the coach.
I agree. Not only that, but I brought that up about teams coming out of a bye week, right? The way Washington came out of the bye against L.A. It's not like they were fighting for a playoff spot. The team was dead and buried. You think they want to come out after not, like after being in season, taking a week off where they get relaxed and know that the season's there, the end of the season is right around the corner with the holidays, and then to get back into practice mode is a very difficult situation. Same thing with the coach being fired.
Right. Especially when, you know, they had kind of a long week. They played on Thursday last week. And now, you know, they got this guy, Giff, I guess is his name. Giff, Jiff, who knows who's going to be coaching the Chargers. So, I listen, Joe, I hope they absolutely whack him. I mean, that would be the best case scenario for me. So, make it a laugh, or I got to wrap, you know, I got to wrap presents during that game down in the basement. So,
look at you wrapping presents. I haven't even started.
Gotta even start, Joe. I mean,
Carver, I'm
we're at the end of the line here, Joe.
7 days a week.
We're at the end of the line. I mean, you haven't gone. You don't got nothing.
I'm going to AC. I'm going to studio.
Well, you're very busy, Joe. This is the life you chose.
Agreed. I'm not complaining. Well, I'm complaining a little.
You actually do sound like you're complaining. I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
This Steeler line went down to 1.5 also. I mean, Matias, was he complaining or no? Kind of sounded like he was complaining.
I'm not
big time.
I love it.
Big time.
Big time. There it is. Big time. Matias chimes
in
with.
Not complaining.
Big
time. Will you stop?
big time. Bengals went from 2.5 to 1.5, Joe. So that was 2.5 when we did Coast to Coast on Tuesday. And now it's 1.5. So I already told you I'm on the Steelers. One last time for Tomlin at home
here. I think they get smashed.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. What's the weather
now,
in Pittsburgh on
this.
Saturday?
Are you going to be on Mason Rudolph's numbers?
Yes. He's like the last guy that ever actually threw for two touchdowns and did anything. He's like the last guy that's done that.
And we said that at the start of the year with Kenny Pickett, right? Why was his total so low?
Dead under.
Dead under, not even close.
Dead under.
He's got, what, 6 touchdown passes? 17.5. Oh,
look at this,
number.
Joe, on Saturday in Pittsburgh. 48, no wind. Beautiful afternoon.
So are you taking
Pittsburgh
the over?
No, I think it's going to be a blue-collar game.
Blue-collar?
Yeah. 16-10 Steelers, 16-13 Steelers. Blue-collar game, especially if Chase doesn't play for the Bengals.
Could be a
that's
going to
make
Joe
a difference.
Mixon. Could be a big Joe Mixon game.
He scored the last few weeks, that's for sure.
I know, Mixon's getting involved. The only thing is, on the road, they'll probably sprinkle in a little Chase Brown. Now, if Taylor wins this game, if Taylor wins out, right? Yeah. No shot for Coach of the Year?
I think it's hard to jump the Houston and Indy guys. I think it's hard to jump them. I think you deserve consideration. Now, remember, him winning out would also mean they win at Arrowhead next week.
Oh, but I'll tell you what. If Browning wins in Arrowhead, he's gonna be able to write his ticket in terms of – think about that. That's how they ended their season last year.
Yeah, it did.
If that happens, the Falcons should trade for him. Straight up, let's go.
Falcons won't trade for him because they don't recognize talent. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a gutless head coach.
They recognize talent. They just don't use
it. Come on, Joe.
They recognize talent. They just don't use it.
You have no defensive talent. Your defense sucks, Matias.
Are you kidding me? That's the best part of that team is the defense.
How is the best part? Baker Mayfield abused them in the fourth quarter with the game on the line. Yeah,
Jesse
Bates is a Pro Bowler this year, Joe. Come on now. If honestly, the defense is why the Falcons have stayed afloat this season, Joe.
Here we go. You allow Bryce Young to beat you in a rain-soaked Carolina with the season on the line. Where was the defense then? No, well, okay, let me hear this. Let me hear the response on this. Jesse
Bates. Gave up 9 points.
Doesn't matter.
They gave up 9 points.
The game was on the line.
He gave up 9 points. You should win the game. Game's on the offense.
That's the truth right there, Joe. Come on now. Honestly, if the Falcons had to have a decent defense, they would only win 2 to 3 games this year.
Wow, Matias, talking
he
up the Falcons.
Seems like he's
D.
a little hot. All right.
The season's over. Of course I'm a little
ring
hot. You know
bell.
What I mean? I believe
ring
in this
ring that bell.
Team.
Ring that bell, Matias.
Hit the bell, baby.
Is that what it is? Hit the bell? I thought it was ring the bell.
Hit the bell.
The Ring the Bell podcast.
Hit the bell.
Hit that bell.
Hit the bell.
What did he used to say, Joe? Bang that bell. Bang that bell.
Where was the bell? You don't have the bell anymore, Matias.
Joe, that's hidden away, Joe. That takes a second, Joe.
Carver, are we taking the Bengals?
No. I'm on the Steelers, Joe. Steelers.
No. Big picture, Bengals.
No, because I think they're going to lose this week.
I think you're wrong.
All right, well.
So hang on, let me just.
We're on opposite sides then. I hope it's a pick.
42-1. Carver, 42-1 to win the AFC.
No shot.
No shot.
I'm going to say it right now. No shot.
Say it again.
No shot.
I just put it in.
Good. Hope you didn't put much on it.
Why?
Because it's a losing ticket. It's going to get ripped up. Look at this. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Coming back.
I like that. Oh, man.
Coming. All that for nothing.
Oh! It's good! All right.
Oh, wow!
Oh, Lisi, baby!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, smash him! Smash! Hit that right. bookie over the head with a mallet! Hit that bookie over the head with a mallet!
Joe, out of control.
I'm out of control. You're out of order. I'm out of order. The whole,
there's the bell.
The whole sports grid is out of order.
There's the bell.
Ring the bell. Put me in detention. I don't care. All right, I'm telling you this right now, Carver. You don't like it? I put it in. I'm doubling down. Joey Silk, too. This kid has ice in his
head. I like how on Coast to Coast you called him a system quarterback on Tuesday.
I didn't call Joe Burrow a system quarterback.
You did, though. You said they were getting the same production from Browning. So they were getting
the
same production.
Over the past few weeks.
System quarterback.
You're bothering.
It's all Zach Taylor in the offense.
Yeah, you're bothering me, Carver. You're really
system,
bothering
system
me.
Quarterback, Joe Burrow.
See, you know how to push my buttons, don't you?
You said it, not me. I didn't open my mouth at all while you were saying it.
What I said, Carver, okay? Listen, what I said was, right?
Yeah.
I said, over the past few weeks, you're getting the same type of production, if not better, with Jake Browning than Joe Burrow over the body of work, right? So, therefore, you're not missing a beat. Then it's up to the defense to carry the load because the offense is consistent from where they were with Burrow. They're not tailing off. The biggest concern when you have a backup quarterback is if you have an offense that's averaging 200, let's say, 70 passing yards per game, that the backup comes in and, let's say, drops to 200 yards per game, that's a significant drop-off because now you're not scoring points, less opportunities, you're not pushing the ball vertically. With Jake Browning, 271, 300, 300. I mean, come on now. That's all I meant. The kid's catching lightning in a bottle. He thinks he's back in Seattle playing for the Huskies. That's not a problem. Don't bash my guy Burrow or Joey Silk. Okay, the kid's got something that we don't, you know, he's just got it. He's like us. He's got it. He's got that it factor.
Yeah, he's got it all right. He's got it.
I tell you what, he's got more than your guy's got. Okay, because your guy in a playoff situation has failed to step up in his career. My guy, Joey Silk, at least took his team to a Super Bowl. So don't bash him.
You can't say he's never won playoff games, though. He has won playoff games.
Has your guy won a championship?
No, he hasn't. Has
all right, all right. My guy has. So get off.
College. Winning a championship in college is, you know.
What are you talking about? He won an AFC championship.
Yeah, no.
He
Super Bowl's all that counts.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is what matters.
Yeah,
you want to know what happens to the team that loses the Super Bowl? Nobody remembers who was in it.
Okay? People remember your Buffalo Bills four straight.
Yeah, well, that's because when you do something historic, then you remember it.
People will never forget about the Falcons 28-3 either, boys.
That one you don't forget. Now, that one you don't forget either.
That one sent Matt Ryan to the stands there, to the broadcasting stands.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll wrap the puppy up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Quickly, Joe, there's a ton of NBA on Wednesday night, and I just want to say, because I like throwing bouquets, and actually we both get them. Great job by you. Dame time 35-plus and 5-plus threes in the Buck game on Tuesday night against the Spurs. So tremendous job there. And I got the Ja 30-plus
nice.
In his return with the alt there. So nice job with the NBA.
All
we have
around.
A lot of games here. Utah's in Cleveland, Miami in Orlando. The total in the Pacer game is 248.5. They're playing Charlotte. Minnesota's in Philly against the Sixers. Knicks and Nets getting together in Brooklyn.
What do you
Brooklyn.
Think about that? What do you want to do with that? I feel like the Nets always beat them.
Knicks are 1-point favorite right now. Oh, the Bulls are at home, and who's coming to town, Joe?
Oh!
Bulls, Lakers. Here, Lakers off a tough loss at home against the Knicks. They're 4-point road favorites. Bulls coming off a big win in Philly. Joe on the Bulls?
I don't know. That's a light number, isn't it?
It's a light number. It sure is.
Could Kobe White... I feel
I'll tell you
like
who else I like,
should.
Joe. Sacramento, Boston on the back-to-back. They're playing, obviously, after playing Golden State on Tuesday night. They got to go to Sacramento, and they're minus two. I like the Kings.
I'll tell you who I like. You ready? I like, you're going to laugh at me. I like the Heat plus the five.
Okay.
Against Orlando. And the value is there with the Lakers. You're never going to get the Lakers on the road.
The value is there with the Lakers. Joe, great job as always. Great job on Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com. A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabvious.com.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.